Welcome back to The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host on the East Coast, along with my pal, Sam Malai. We're about ready to dive in on episode 417 and looking forward to it.
Let's do it. Today's episode is going to be straight to the point, 20 minutes, hopefully, giving away the 5 must-have law firm tools. Okay, must-have, that's the key word of these. Every law firm needs some assortment of a variety of these tools that we'll be sharing with you today. So let's get started. Let's not waste any time. Neil.
Yeah, number one, Loom. And I couldn't agree with you more. It is the most effective communication tool for training and personal video messaging. So we use it all the time here to record what we're doing, to onboard people, to train them, to refine our standard operating procedures. And I have to admit, I started doing it having watched you use it so effectively.
Yeah, Loom is a game changer because it allows you to train your staff without you needing to sit there and meet them on Zoom or meet them in person to do this. Quickly allows you to quickly record your screen and a video view to quickly delegate. It's like literally one of the main tools for delegation, and it helps you basically get yourself out of your law firm if once you create an SOP with a bunch of Loom videos that tells your team exactly what they should do. Game changer, $8 a month. Neil, probably best $8 a month you probably spend for your law firm.
Yeah, for sure. Now there are other platforms that do something similar, but I think again this is one of those cases where the platform that was out there first and was getting the most usage and the greatest shakedown is able to adapt and modify quicker than new entries to the to that space. And so you don't need to reinvent the wheel. I mean, this is a very good investment. It's a time saving tool. You can use it with client communications. It's a quick way of capturing a video message and therefore being able to personalize something to clients or to colleagues. It's really a fantastic platform.
Really is. Let's go to tool number two, Slack. Slack, it's the backbone of your law firm for your law firm team members to be able to communicate with each other. We mentioned Slack before, but still a lot of people are missing Slack in their workspace. And it allows your team members to be able to communicate with each other, which is crucial. And allows you also to create little divisions, departments in your law firm. So to just say you have one for your intake, you have one for your new clients. Whenever you're going to onboard new clients, maybe you'll have a channel for your marketing. You have a channel for collecting Google reviews. So just break down your law firm into little departments, create Slack channels for them. And then you bring your team there. And that's where you're able to kind of have your team members communicate and live and be able to achieve their goals together.
Yeah, and I think the real key to this is being able to maximize the creation of channels for specific purposes. Instead of having a global messaging system where everybody gets all the messages all the time, think of that group message on your phone when you have 10 or 15 people on it and your phone keeps dinging and dinging with messages that you're not interested in. Well, having a channel allows you to separate that out so that you can segregate the communications along the lines of, what is the subject area or who are the people that need to be following this? And that's really an important factor. And the other factor that I think is really starting to set Slack apart from the other flavors of team communication is their ability to integrate with other tools. Now, I have to admit, I've not taken advantage of the integrations as much as I could have. I certainly have Slack integrated with Zoom, for instance, so I can initiate a Zoom meeting right from within Slack, which works really well from a collaborative standpoint. But there are a bunch of other integrations that are emerging that make it a true hub for law firm or business, but let's limit it to law firms here, law firm operations.
I could share the top integrations that I use Slack for for my
sure.
Yeah. So number one is Google Drive Slack integration, so that anytime somebody shares anything with you via Google Drive, if there's any comments or suggestions that are made in Google Drive, well, I'm able to easily see that quickly in one place. The next one is Google Calendar. If you have upcoming calendars, anything like that, or new invites, they'll be shared with you in Slack. And number three is your CRM. Usually your CRM should be integration with Slack, so that every time there's a new lead or new client signups or anything like that, anything like monumental that happens, it's usually new lead or new clients, then that team is going to get notified, so that they'll be able to quickly have quick to speed to deal with the lead or the client and be able to communicate with each other. If there's any discrepancy or things that needs to be sorted out for this particular new client that signed up, well, everyone's is going to get on the same page for this new client. Number three, Neil. A couple of weeks ago, I was thinking about, I'm like, what is the one app that I spend the most time on? And out of all things that I spend the most time on, it comes down to Google Docs and Google Sheets.
Yeah.
Especially Google Sheets, because I'm all about numbers and data and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Google Sheets allows you to, anytime that there's numbers involved or data involved, Google Sheets is perfect for that. Especially when it comes to creating pivot tables. Pivot tables basically allows you to quickly analyze sets of data very quickly. For example, let's just say the simplest pivot table, the most common pivot table is, let's just say you have a Google Sheet of your client signups. And you have two rows in this Google Sheet. Number one is you have the amount that you were able to sign up your clients for. And number two is, what's the category of the service that you were able to close them for? Well, what if I ask you, Neil, you know, what's the total amount that you were able to close for this particular service? Well, with a pivot table, very easily, if you know what you're doing. If not, just go search how to create a pivot table. Then you're able to, within 10 seconds, to let me know what the total amount of LLCs that I closed for my clients is this amount. And you're also able to tell me the average. You're also you can tell me kind of what's above the average and create kind of color skills based on that data. Kind of pivot tables all day long to be able to analyze your data points is really key. And then also the cool part is you could plug in your Google Sheets into ChatGPT, take that further, use ChatGPT to analyze your Google Sheet for you to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I have to admit, just this week, I did exactly that with data that we were collecting and ran it through ChatGPT to get some insight into, you know, what are the topics that we've been covering? What's the time that we spent on per topic collectively and average wise? So you're right. It's a real good tool for doing data analysis, particularly numerical analysis.
Once you have data, then you're able to grow. So if you don't know how to grow, get the data first and it will give you the indication of where to grow. Number four, the ultimate time management duo, the way that I see it, is Todoist and Google Calendar. So ultimately, we all need to get stuff done. However, we need the tasks that we need to get done to be put into the realm of time. Well, fundamental, default, best project management, task management tool in the world is a calendar system that allows you to block out time tied to that task. If you ever had a list of tasks you never got done, it's probably because it was never tied to time. So Google Calendar is perfect. It's easy. It allows you to block up your own schedule. It also allows you to share your sent invites. Other people also has a Zoom integration. So it's very easily, once you go on the back end, integrate Zoom with Google Calendar, you know, when you create an event, automatically that is selected for you. It just makes it very easy to be able to block out time. And then also combine that with Todoist to keep track of my daily tasks and to also help me prioritize what needs to get done. Most importantly, also what needs to get done throughout the day. And also, I also use it to keep track of my billing or kind of finance kind of things that I need to sort off with that day. And I use that combination of Google Calendar for stuff that's blocked out in my time. And then with Todoist, which is stuff that I have to do that day. That gives me a clarity what needs to get done that day. And that's how I'm able to not drop anything, especially across five different businesses, four law firms, my legal academy. That's like kind of my secret sauce, my backbone of keeping track of everything that needs to get done.
Yeah, the combination of a task management system and a proper calendaring system is crucial to creating efficiencies within your law firm. Now, I have to admit, I am not one of those people who calendars specific tasks. I block time, and in that time, I assign tasks to be done. So it's kind of a slicing the apple a different way, but the tying together your task management system and blocking out time on your calendar in order to be able to accomplish that is really key. And for me, the only thing that really goes on the calendar is, you know, meetings and conferences and calls, things that occupy my time. Then if I have a block of time that I want to reserve for a particular class of tasks, that's reserved on my calendar. So I do it a little slightly different way, but it's the same thing.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Number five is the best way to store passwords and share passwords is 1Password. I know everybody has a lot of safety concerns, especially when you bring on employees or virtual assistants in your team. There's always questions. How do you share passwords? How do you share credit card information, checking account information? Well, 1Password is the perfect tool for that. Number one, Neil, is a lot of people use the same password for different websites. That's a huge red flag, huge risk, huge, huge risk. I was guilty of this myself, Neil.
We all were.
Yeah, well, once I got into 1Password, I made a rule of thumb that I'm going to go little by one, go update all my passwords to be unique and 16 characters. By the way, 16 characters will be probably the safest place to be. The more characters it is, the longer it takes for hackers to hack it. You know, as computers improve, Neil, over time, they may be able to crack six character passwords and eventually 8, then 10 to 12. From what I've studied and seen, 16 will probably be safe for another 10 to 15 years at least. So try to update your passwords, make them unique. You don't use common words. And 1Password allows you to, it helps you generate passwords, basically a bunch of gibberish of random letters and characters together. Super secure. Also allows you to keep everything very categorized and clean so that you're able to kind of know what type of categories of tools that you have, you know, different combinations of those, what's the best one, what are the different details of your passwords, which is very crucial. And third feature that we talked about is being the ability to be able to share passwords with your team. I'm on the, I think it's called a business plan, which allows me to, it gives me 10 users. And what I did was for my different law firms, I was able to create different teams. So depending on what tool it is, I'm able to share that particular tool with that team. And anybody who's in that team, aka that law firm, gets access to those certain passwords. And it basically allows me to share the login with them without them actually seeing the actual password. So once they have 1Password installed on their computer or on their Chrome browser, and they're logged into their 1Password manager, then by just basically just logging into 1Password, then 1Password automatically fills in their username and password for them and logs them in without them actually seeing the actual password. It's a game changer and also helps you become a lot more safer and secure these days.
Yeah, I particularly like the audit function that they have that will look at all your passwords and give you a summary of what's at risk and what passwords you've reused. And it lays out a roadmap for you to obtain, you know, password security and peace of mind. The other thing that I think is really important for this too is if you're an attorney and you need to think about succession planning, like who's going to take over if you have a long-term illness or if you're in the hospital for a long period of time. You know, so many of our systems and accounts are password driven. You want to have one place where that information is available to people who are going to act on your behalf in a succession scenario. So I always advocate for that. And again, as an estate planner, a lot of times all your assets that we hold, whether they be Bitcoin or your platforms that we can log into to control our assets, you want those to be secure, but you also want them to be accessible to the right person. And so something like 1Password is very critical for managing your digital assets in in an estate planning context.
Absolutely, and it gives you ease of mind just for those worst case scenarios. If I was an estate planning lawyer, I would make that a requirement. It's something that I think a lot of people don't do. They don't think about what happens. Well, you need access to it. Well, you need to know what checking accounts that you're, you know.
Well, yeah. So I'm going to tell you just from personal experience, when we have people come to us and a loved one has passed away, and they're like, well, how do I gain access to their checking account? I'm the executor of their estate, and they kept it all online. Well, if you don't have access to their password, it's going to be real tough. So if I'm setting up my estate plan, I want to make those resources available in a secure way. And 1Password is exactly the tool that we always recommend.
I'm going to add one more feature that I think is crucial, which is two-factor authentication that's built into 1Password. So there's different forms of two-factor authentication. One of the most popular ones is text. However, text is not safe because hackers are able to even get access to your phone and basically, let's just say, get access to your banking account by getting access to your phone. And then they're able to reset the password with the two-factor and then log in and take over and make transfers and things like that. The best protection against that is to use a two-factor authentication that you control that's not your phone. There's tools like Authy was a very popular one that actually just recently got shut down early this year. The good news is 1Password has this natively built into 1Password and also makes it very easy to log in. So there's like some certain password, certain websites that requires for you to first put your username and information, a username and password. On the very next page, it requires your two-factor authentication code. Well, 1Password automatically fills that out for you and just logs you in without you needing to press enter, and it just like saves a lot of time compared to how it was. You know, you get a text, you got to take that code and put it into your thing. Like, it's like so annoying. So amazing, great, unspeakable feature that nobody talks about 1Password. It's that two-factor.
The other thing I like about them is the ability to store secure notes. Encrypted notes. And so if you need to retain some information in a secure encrypted environment, 1Password is the perfect place to do that.
Totally. All right. So let's do a little recap. I know little episode, but the value bad action packed 5 must have tools for lawyers. Number one, Loom all day long, as I always say, which is basically a video communication tool for you to delegate to your team. Number 2, the backbone of your law firm will be Slack, the best communication tool for your law firm. Number 3, Google Docs and especially Google Sheets, especially when it comes to data and tracking. Number 4, the ultimate time and task management tool is Google Calendar and Todoist. And number 5, for security purposes, make sure to have 1Password installed, create unique passwords, and you're also able to safely and securely share passwords with your team members. And also credit card information and checking accounts, all that stuff. There was a comment, there's a question that that somebody asked this week. That was the answer. Use 1Password to be able to share credit card information. All right, Neil.
What we didn't say, Sam, which is going to sound like heresy to so many attorneys. We didn't say email. Right? And I think that's an indication that at least within your team, maybe not with clients, but within your team, email is becoming less and less useful, almost to the point of where it's not useful at all.
I fully support that. I'm barely in my emails these days, and I do definitely see a trend over time, the lawyers freeing themselves up from their emails. And Slack takes away a lot of that. So you shouldn't be emailing your team, just Slack those instructions. I'm going to add one more rule of thumb, Neil, that I always share about tools, is that every tool is worth it if you use it. If you don't use it, it's not worth it. So again, don't second guess yourself when it comes to tools. Should I pay for this? Always ask yourself, am I using it? If it is, doesn't matter how much it is, it's worth it. If you're not, it's not worth it.
And my caveat to that is once you start using it, find out everything that tool can do. Don't be satisfied by using it for 10% of what it's capable of doing.
I love that. I love that. All right. Appreciate you. Make sure to leave a review to this podcast if you haven't already. And we'll keep this going. Neil, it's been a pleasure.
All right. Sounds great, Sam.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.